Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming to our weekly Harinam Sankirtan lecture. Thank you. So, how is everybody? Everybody's okay? Did you enjoy the wonderful kirtan by Bhrugupati Prabhu? Say Haribol loudly. Haribol. We shouldn't be miser in chanting the God's name, right? Krishna's name. So one more time, loudly, together. Yes. Hari Bol! Thank you. So tonight I'm going to speak about how to develop the love of God. What is the reason we come to the temple and meet the... What is the reason? Why do we do that? What is our ultimate goal? That's what we are going to talk about. And what is our ultimate goal? How to develop that love of Godhead for Krishna. So, Prabhus and Matajis, there are four goals of life. Four, purushartha, goals of life. One is dharma, means religiosity. Artha, wealth and prosperity. Kama, worldly desire. So, the fulfillment of biological, physical, and material desires. And the last one is moksha, the liberation. Liberation from what? Liberation from this material world, so we don't have to come back to this mortal world again and again. How many times we know we have that reputation? Who knows that? 8.4 million species of life, right? That's how we... And then after that, after going through all this, we get this human birth, which is very rare. So that's very important. After all those lives, you know, once we go through that, then we get this human form of life, which is very rare. Thank you, Rupa. So these four goals of human life is constitute the roadmap of a happy life on this earth and beyond. So that's the roadmap. But there is one more goal, and that's the ultimate goal of life, which is called Pancham Purushartha. Pancham means fifth one. Fifth Purushartha or fifth goal of life is this love of Godhead. It's called Krishna Prem. That's what we are going to talk about. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's opinion, as per Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Si Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahe Anya. He is Krishna himself and he came the mood and the color of Srimati Radharani. And you see, beautiful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, both brothers, right? And I was very fortunate to worship them this evening. So, there is a very nice verse. Oops. This is a very beautiful verse, is in Chaitanya Manjusha, written by one of our disciplic acharyas in Gaudiya Vaishnava. And that is called Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He wrote this wonderful bhajan in Chaitanya Manjusha. It says, Aradhyo Bhagavan Braje Satanayas Taddhamam Vrindavanam Ramya Kachid Upasana Varavadu Vargenava Kalpitaha Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Amalam Preme Pumartho Mahan. Like I was telling you, the fifth goal, the fifth Purushartha of human, other than Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha, is to develop that love of Godhead, love for Krishna, Krishna Prem. And that's the Preme Pumartho Mahan. Prema means love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matam Idam Tatra Adarha Naparaha. So I will give you the translation of that. And then you see, Prabhu and Mataji is on the left, both left hand corner. That is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And the translation in English, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is worshipped along with his transcendental abode, Vrindavan. The most pleasing form of worship of the Lord is that which was performed by the gopis of Vrindavan. And headed by whom? All the gopis headed by whom? Come on. Bolo Srimati Radharani ki. Yeah. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless authority of all scriptures and pure love of God. That's what we are going to talk about. Is the ultimate goal of life for all men and all women. These statements, of which we have the highest regard, are the opinion of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's the highest, param. Tatra adarahana paraha. Paraha means the topmost, the supreme. There is nothing beyond that. So we'll go just very briefly, because we can give the lecture of each topic, you know, for the whole one, maybe in an hour or a couple of hours. Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajasatanaya. So he says, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Aradhyo Bhagavan, Aradhyo means the worshipable deity, or the meditating, you can meditate upon that. Which Bhagavan? Which Chikai Krishna? Krishna has three forms. The same hero, but has three different functions. One is in Krishna of Vrindavan, which is the highest, the Krishna of Dwarka and Krishna of Mathura. Same hero, same person, but has in a different role. Like, you know, we see in the drama, the same hero, but he goes into different scenes, right? Same thing. So, Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajasatana, which Krishna is talking about? Which is the highest worshipable God? The one who is from Brajabhumi. Braja. Nanda Baba's Krishna. Yashoda's Krishna. Nanda Nandana Krishna. Yashoda Krishna. Taddhamam Vrindavan. And the Vrindavan is the topmost abode. Taddhama. Dhamam is holy dham. There is the one is called Kshetra. Second is called Tirtha. And the third is called Dhamma. The first one, Kshetra, means where some historical things happened, like Kurukshetra. What happened in Kurukshetra, Prabhu? Matajis? What happened in Kurukshetra? Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna and there was a big Mahabharat battle, right? How many days it lasted? Who knows that? 18 days. Very good. You are all scholars, you know, Hari Bol. Thank you. So that Vrindavan, so Kshetra, Kurukshetra, Prabhashetra, second is Tirtha. We have Haridwar in India, we have a Tirtha, it's called Haridwar. And then Prayagraj, where we have some river also along with that. And Dham, holy Dham, where Krishna performed his pastimes, and Krishna spent his time. That's called Dham. Like Vrindavan Dham, Krishna went to Ujjain, it's called Ujjain Dham. What is the reason why Krishna went to Ujjain? Who knows that? To study, right. What is that? Gurukul mein, yes. And what is his teacher's name? Shandipani Muni Rishi. Very good, very good. Scholars, thank you. So that is called Dham. Then we can say, well, Ramchandra has pastimes, it's called Ayodhya Dham. Then we have Dwarka Dham. Right? So this is where Krishna had all this. And then Ramya Kachid Upasana Varavadu Vargena Vakalpitaha. So that means the highest worship, the person who worshipped the Krishna the highest, the right way, and the most sublime way, was the gopis of Krishna, of Vrindavan. They worship. What gopi, how gopi worship Krishna? Then nothing for us, Krishna. We want everything what we can give it to you for your pleasure, for your benefit. Even patta means every leaves, every grass, every cow, every cows, they would like to satisfy Krishna's, for the Krishna's pleasure. Nothing for me. So that worship is the highest. No selfish motive, no strings attached. That's what the one we have to worship that way. And Vadhu Vargena Vakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Amalam. So this is a scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. Pramana Amalam means that is the highest, topmost, spotless Puran, spotless scripture one should recite. Because in that Puran, What do we have in Bhagavatam about Krishna and Krishna's devotees? And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the fifth one, Preme Pumartho Mahan, how to develop that love of Godhead, which is an ultimate goal for every human being. How we can develop that? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Matam. Matam is his opinion. And one, Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as I said? Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. So Radha and Krishna combined is the topmost. And he came only 520 years ago, Prabhus and Matajis. And we are so fortunate that we born after Srila Prabhupada came. Right? That was very secluded, in a very separate place in Navadvip. Yes. But you know, it is mercy of Srila Prabhupada, he brought it to us, and we are very fortunate to get the highest love of Godhead. Preme Pumartho Mahan. So that's what we are going to discuss tonight. So how we can develop that? There are 64 items of devotional service. Devotional service means what? Bhakti. When you do bhakti, that means, you know, you must have developed some love. That's why you are doing bhakti. Bhakti and love goes together. Listed very elaborately by Rupa Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. It's written in that book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Out of these 64 items, on the path of regulative devotional service and taking positive action, 5 limbs of bhakti are the best of all, out of that 64. And that's what we are going to talk about this evening. Is that okay, Prabhudan Matajis? Should I do that? With your permission? So what is that magic words? You can do better than that. Come on, everybody, please. All right, thank you. So even a slight performance of any of these 5 items or all, that will awaken love of Krishna, love of Godhead. All right? So this is the one. This is very nicely in Chaitanya Charitamrita. You know, it's in Madhya Leela, 22nd chapter, verse number 128. Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavata Shravan, Mathura Vas Sri Murtira, Sraddhaya Sevan. Sakala, then that next one. Sakala Sadhana Sreshtha, Ei Pancha Anga, Krishna Prema Janmaye, Panchera Alpa Sangha. So the meaning of that one is, one should associate with the devotees, chant the holy name of the Lord, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, reside at Mathura or Vrindavan, it's a Mathura, it's a 64 yojan, it's called, the whole thing is Mathura and Vrindavan, and worship of deity with faith and veneration. So when we develop this 5, when we do little bit, even though little bit, it will increase the love of Godhead. Okay, like, you know, say for example, it's a process. By the way, it's a process. Like, say for example, somebody tells me that, hey, this is a milk. Can you get me a butter? So I said, yes, I can get you a butter. But we need to do the process. We can get that desired result. Right? Is that right? Yes, Prabhu? Yes. So we need to follow that process. Similarly, if we follow these 5 items under the auspicious guidance of whom? Your guru, then we can surely, it's given. Like, you know, if you read very hard in the study, I mean, in your college exam, when the exam time comes, if you have studied very, very nicely and then you have recited, then what is the result? It's a sure result is what? You will pass the exam, right? So same thing, it's a sure that once we have this, develop this attitude. Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavat Sravan Mathuravar Sri Murtira Sraddhaya Sevan Sakala Sadhana Sreshtha. With of all sadhana, Sreshtha, Bhakti we are talking about, devotional service. Five limbs of devotional service are the best of all. Even a slight performance of this five awakens love for Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela 22.129. So 128 and 129, those are the two wonderful verses, which is the basically the essence of this devotional service. By just a small, even a small, alpa means very little association, and okay, so this is Sadhu Sangha. So the best example we can give, Sadhu Sangha of whom? The pure devotee of Srila Prabhupada. Bolo Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So what happens? Bhrugupati Prabhu, thank you for your association. I am very humbled with your presence. And I'm sure you know that Srila Prabhupada has changed so many nice sadhu sangha to all the hippies, I would say, and became what now? Happies. Right? That's a very... So that's a wonderful... And then you see here is Rameshwar Maharaj, and then this is Hridayananda Maharaj there. So Srila Prabhupada Mercy Sadhu Sangha, Association of the Devotee. Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. I'm going to talk about that very little. Now there is another important picture. I'm going to show it to you. Now you see who, I'm sure Bhrugupati knows, this one is on the right hand side, your right hand side, is my Guru Maharaj, is Olinath Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, and your left hand side is who? Sridhar Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. Would you like to hear that story about my life? Yes? Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha. That's my spiritual master. He gave me an initiation. And Sridhar Maharaj, he's my Vartma Pradarshak Guru. How? Vartma Pradarshak Guru means that one who shows the path to the right place, towards Krishna. And that's what he is. So, it happened in 1975-76 in Mumbai. I was there in Mumbai with my father. My father was a very affluent businessman. He was a gold and bullion merchant in Jhaveri Bazaar. I don't know how many people been to Mumbai, but there is a place called Jhaveri Bazaar. Jhaveri Bazaar. Bazaar. The marketplace where they sell gold, bullion and silver and diamonds. So my father... And I was with my father, and I was studying at the same time, but helping my father in his business. So, one nice morning, I don't know what happened, you know, it's Krishna's mercy. One nice morning, I was looking from my father's shop, there's one wonderful white body with the effulgent face, with a danda and saffron robed. He's just walking on the streets of Jhaveri Bazaar, because Prabhupada has given him an assignment. Go and make life members. And he was so intelligent that he started to make the life members in a place, not at in a dowry or, you know, any very lower place, but it's in a very rich area where, you know, people are dealing with lots of money. Millions of, you know, not millions, but lot of rupees, you know. So he came to that place, Jhaveri Bazaar, and he was walking, and guess what, Prabhu and Mataji's? He didn't stop at any other shop. He just stopped at my father's shop. Just stand there, you know, and he was sitting there. There was one small bench there, and he was just sat there. So my father, you know, because he was wearing a saffron cloth, you know, in those days, you know, to honor somebody, you know. So my father was kind of really impressed that, you know, he came. And then my father... He was not, you know, he didn't speak English, but, you know, I was there. So he was asking me that, ask this. So I was translating for my father. So, meanwhile, he gave the form to my father, and I was translating to my father that the purpose this Prabhu came is he wanted to make you a life member. And at that time, Prabhu and Mataji, life member, the amount was 1,111 rupees. So you can calculate, you know, maybe, well, how many, what, $20, right, thank you Prabhu, $20.
So you became a life member. So he pulled out the one form and he gave it to my father. Meanwhile, you know, we were talking, I was translating and he was talking and he was discussing all this. And guess what? You know, we just got attached. Lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. Sadhu sangha, sarva sastra koi. Lava matra, lava means even a fraction of a second. Sarva siddhi hoy. So we got attached. So we got attached and then we were discussing more and more about Krishna. He gave the form to me, I mean form to him, but my father said, I'm not interested, you fill it out. So I took that form and I became a life member. And he made me a life member. Prabhu Dharma, this is what the power of Sadhu Sangha. So, whatever, I'm so fortunate that I'm speaking in front of you, is due to Sridhar Maharaj. He's no longer with us, but his memories, very sweet memories are still in my heart, in my memory. I still miss him. So, anyway. So, and then I took an initiation from my Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. I'm sure you, everyone knows that. Yes, there is another story which I would like to share with you about the Sadhu Sangha. Association is so important in this age of Kali. That will develop. Because as soon as you see a Sadhu or as soon as you see Bhrigupati Prabhu, how we are going to meet each other? I mean, how we are going to greet each other? Hare Krishna Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances. Is all glory to Srila Prabhupada. So immediately you say, Hare Krishna. Right? So your tongue is going to vibrate that holy name. Tongue does two things. One is vibrating, and another is honoring Krishna Prasad. Still time? 15 minutes, half an hour. Okay. So this is Ananta Shanti Prabhu. He was the first one in Russia to meet and receive direct training from Srila Prabhupada personally. He is no longer with us, Prabhus and Matajis. But Srila Prabhupada was in Moscow only for a few days. He really focused on Anatoly. That was his name. And then he became Ananta Shanti Prabhu, who shortly became Ananta Shanti. Srila Prabhupada imparted his mission to him over just a couple of days. Then he left Russia. Then he left Russia for London. Excuse me. Due to the association with a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, Russia is now flourishing with Krishna consciousness, ultimately developing the love of Godhead. Now when we have this Mayapur Parikrama, there are three groups. One is English speaking group, another is Indian speaking group, and the third one is Russian speaking group. And there are thousands and thousands and thousands of Russians getting and dancing and chanting very nicely in this Mayapur and Holy Dham and all the Holy Dhams. It's why it had happened. Who can tell me? What was the reason? Because Sadhu Sangha, association of a pure devotee. Second, how to develop love of Godhead, Nama Kirtan. Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavata Shravan. Nama Kirtan means what? Holy Dham. And what is that? Very sublime and simple method in the age of Kali, recommended process in the age of Kali. Chanting what name? Everybody. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. Every town and village, my name is going to be sung, right? That's what is happening here, also all over the world. Namakirtan, Harinam Sankirtan, every town and village. Is this happening, right? And what is this? And when you do that, what is happening? What happens to you? When you chant that, vibrate that holy name, love automatically develops for Krishna. It's given. We don't have to find anything. It's once you do that, if you do any of this, one of the five limbs of devotional service, it automatically develops that love for Krishna. So I have one thing, you know, in the holy name, is glorified as the best means for this counteracting the pernicious effect of the age of Kali, the ill effect, bad effect of the age of Kali. The fact remains that all the world's major religious traditions concur that it is by chanting the name of God that one attains the enlightenment and the love and freedom of cycle of repeated birth and death. Other religion also concur. So I pulled out some information from that. Muhammad, the religion of what? Islam. Muslim, you know, Islam. What he says, Muhammad says, glorify the name of your Lord, the Most High, Quran 87.2. Glorify the name of you. Then Saint Paul said, everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Romans 10.13. Right? Lord Buddha declares, all who sincerely call upon my name will come to me after death and I will take them to paradise. Vows of Buddha, number 18. King David also preaches, from the rising of the sun to the setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Psalms 113.3. And what our Vaishnava literature tells us? Chant the holy name! Chant the holy name! Chant the holy name. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gati Ranyata. So that's what, and there are so many. It's a medicine. This holy name is like a medicine. Medicine does what? What does medicine do? Cure you, right? That's what they're supposed to do. Bhakti Vinod Thakur wrote one bhajan. Enechi aushadhi maya. Nasibaro lagi. Hari nama maha mantra. Lao tumi magi. Enechi aushadhi. Aushadhi means what? That medicine. Nasibaro lagi. Maya will go away. Nasi means run away. Hari Nama Mahamantra. Once you chant that Hari Nama Mahamantra, then Maya will not touch you. And when Maya doesn't touch you, what happens? You will develop. You will rise beyond the conception of bodily conception that this is body, I am this body. But then what happens? Once Maya goes away, then you will have the understanding, pure understanding that I am not this body, I am the spirit soul. And when you have that understanding, you will develop. And what is the spirit soul does? What is the spirit soul constitutional position? Servant of Krishna. And when you are servant of Krishna, that means if you develop that love, if you have that love, then you become a servant of anybody. That is a servant of Krishna. Once we get out of that bodily conception of life, then real position, you know, will Krishna will develop that. And that love will be developed in you, from your heart. So this is an aushadhi. Enechi aushadhi maya nasibaro lagi hari nama mahamantra lao tumi magi. So guru, sadhu and sastra gives the holy name. Sastra says the same thing. And there are several nice mantras of nama sankirtan. And what are those? Very nice verse is given in Kali Santarana Upanishad. That it says, there is a conversation between, Upanishad means conversation between a guru and a disciple. And here guru is Lord Brahma and his disciple is Naradji. So Naradji is asking, my dear father, how the age of people in the age of Kali who are very disturbed, unlucky, always they have some problem. Prayana alpa ayusha and very short-lived. Prayana alpa ayusha sabhya kalavasmina yuge jana mandaha sumanda matayo mangda bhagya upadrita. It's always disturbed. How those people will, in the age of Kali, will be delivered? How they can go back home, back to Godhead? So, then Brahma says, In Kali Santarana Upanishad, he recited two verses. First one is, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti Soda Ashtakam Namnam, Kali Kalmashanasanam, Na Ataha Paratara Upaya, Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. So what is the meaning of that? Iti Soda Ashtakam. Soda means 16 holy names. Iti means this, the one I just recited. And what is that? Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So if you count Hare Krishna, it becomes 16 holy names. Iti Soda Ashtakam Namnam. This holy names. Namnam means names. Kali Kalmashanasanam. Kali, in the age of Kali, the pernicious effect I was just talking about. Counteracting the pernicious effect, that ill effect. Kali Kalmashanasanam, it will eradicate, it will remove, it will destroy that ill effect of Kali. Na ataha paratara upaya, there is no other better method or solution, sarvavedeshu, than this. What is that? Those chanting the holy 16 holy names, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Sarvavedeshu drishyate, all the Vedas and all the scriptures say the same thing. So hey, my dear son, Narad, this is how they can counteract the ill effect of age of Kali, just by chanting that holy name. There is a different recommended processes in the age of Satya Yuga, in the age of Treta Yuga, in the age of Dwapar Yuga, and in the age of Kali, this is what the recommended process to attain the perfection, develop that love of Godhead. And so that is Namak Sankirtan. And there are several mantras, you know, we can get that. Two powerful mantras in Bhagavatam. Maharaj Parikshit, Sukhdev Goswami telling Maharaj Parikshit, Kaler Dosha Nidhi Rajan, Asti hi ek mahan guna, Kirtanad eva Krishnasya, Mukta Sangha Param Rajet. Kaler Dosha Nidhi, there are so many faults you will find in the age of Kali. But there is one mahan guna. Mahan means great. Guna means quality. Kaler Dosha Nidhi Rajan, hey Rajan, Rajan means hey king. Kali, so many faults, but there is one mahan guna, great quality, just by recitation of this holy name, Mukta Sangha Param Rajet, you can attain the perfection. And then there is Krideya Dhyayato Vishnu, Tretayam Yajato Maki, Dvapare Paricharyaram, Kalau Taddhari Kirtana. So in the age of Kali, same benefit you will get, whatever the recommended process in the previous ages, previous yugas, you can get the same benefit by just chanting this holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Nama, Nama Nama. Because it comes from the Harinam, Golokera, it comes from the holy dham. From Golokera Premadana, Harinama Sankirtana. From Golokurindavan. So, Golokurindavan is pure. His dham is pure, nam is pure, Krishna is pure. So anything come from there is also pure. So this is also pure. Hari nam's maha mantra. Okay, Prabhu? So, that is, next one is nama kirtan. Look at the Srila Prabhupada in Iskon Jew with all his disciples, wonderful disciples. This is streets of New York. Wonderful chanting Harinam, Hari Kirtan. The next one is Bhagavata Shravan. So first one, let's jog our memory. What was the first one? Come on, I need some participation here. Sadhu Sangha. Then? Nama Kirtan. Then? Bhagavata Shravan. Bhagavata Shravan. So there are several places it says Shravan. Shravanam. Kirtanam, there are nine process of bhakti, navada bhakti, it's called navada bhakti. So what is that called? Sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmanivedanam. But in the age of Kali, shravanam and kirtanam are most important. So this is a Bhagavata Shravan. And then you can see the Sukadeva Goswami is giving that. And who is doing the hearing right now here in this particular picture? Parikshit Maharaj. Right. And with all those saints and sadhus, and including Naradji. Bhagavata Shravan. So, there is a very nice verse in Bhagavatam, first canto, 7th chapter, 7th sloka, 7th verse. What it says? Yashyam vai srunamanayam krishna paramapuruse bhaktir utpadate punsam soka moha bhayapaha. So I will explain you that meaning of that. Yashyam vai srunamanayam, from the scriptural, from the Bhagavat, when you hear from the scripture, the description of Krishna, that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yasham vai shruna. Shruna means tat shrunu. Krishna also says, hey Arjun, hear from me. Shrunu means hear. Sravana. Yasham vai shruna maya. Krishna param puruse. That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Once you develop that understanding, then what happens? Bhaktir utpadyate pumsam. That 9 process of devotional service will sprout up immediately. Pumsam. Soka. And then what happens? When bhakti sprouts up in our heart, love sprouts, manifests in our heart, then what happens? Soka. Soka means lamentation. Moha. Moha means illusion. Bhaya. Bhaya means fearfulness. Bhaya paha. It will go away, destroyed. Will go away. When the love develops in our heart through bhakti, then those 3 things go away. So that can be, you know, we can elaborate that very detail, but you know, let's see, we have limited time here. So, by the way, I'm fortunate here also, I would like to give a little credit to my father. When I remember when I was very young, my father used to read every day morning Bhagavatam in Gujarati. In Gujarati, that's my mother tongue. I am from Mumbai and I'm Gujarati. So my father, he is called Pushti Margi. He is a Pushti Margi. Pushti Margi means the person who follows Vallabhacharya. So in Vallabhacharya Pushti Margi, there is no Radharani. It's only Govardhan. Govardhan, the when 7 years old boy, Shri Krishna, who was holding Govardhan in this finger for 7 days and 7 nights. So that's what, that Swaroop, that Archavigraha, my father was worshipping. But every day in the morning he used to, and then we all brothers and sisters, you know, will sit around him. And then I was not interested in Bhagavatam, but I was interested because my father, after the finish that Bhagavatam, he used to give the prasadam. So that's what I was interested in that. But Shravanam, any words, you know, it just comes. Right? It's Shruna. Listening, hearing. So I give the credit to my father. That whatever I am here is due to my little bit of Sadhu Sangha also and my Bhagavata Shravan. So he was reading that Bhagavat to all our brothers and sisters. So there's Maharaj Parikshit. Just by hearing that Bhagavatam for 7 days and 7 nights, he attained the perfection. So each limb of bhakti, 9, everyone attained the, several people they attained the perfection. Like say for example, just by reciting, who attained the perfection? Sukadeva Goswami. Just by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Parikshit got perfection. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Just by remembering Krishna, Prahlad Maharaj got the perfection. Kirtanam, reciting the nice verses, Akrura got the perfection. Archavigraha, who got the perfection? Pruthu Maharaj got the perfection. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam, just by massaging the feet of the Krishna, Lord Vishnu, Lakshmiji got the perfection. Archanam, this elaborate deity worship. Pruthu Maharaj got the perfection. Vandanam, offering the nice prayers. Akrur Maharaj got the perfection. Best friend Arjuna got the perfection. And the last, Atma Nivedanam, everything was given to Krishna. And that is Bali Maharaj got the perfection. So that's how that Bhagavatam. So first one is Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavata Shravan. And then the third one, this is all this one you can see here. Nice. Prabhupada is always have a morning class. And here is this a nice recitation of Bhagavata. By the way, this is deliverance of there was a fight between crocodile and elephant. Gajendra is called Gajendra Moksha, liberation. So that is also very nicely given in Bhagavatam. Mathuravas. So how many we have recited? Three. This is the fourth one. Mathuravas. Mathuravas means holy dham, staying in the holy dham. Now, this is Govardhan, this is Vrindavan, this is Kusum Sarovar. Now here, Prabhupada speak about living in the holy places. Now everyone cannot go to holy dham. Right? So what is the best option? Another understanding is, another thought, little bit sidetrack, you know, I will give you one more thought. Whenever you think of Krishna, whenever you think of Radharani, whenever you think of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that place becomes holy dham. If you can stay in the holy dham, but if you're thinking, mundane thinking, then is that place is a holy dham? Rupa? No. So, holy dham is where you think about Krishna, you talk about Krishna, you pastimes of Krishna, share with your friends and relatives about Krishna. When I go to Los Angeles, I'm in Vaikuntha, I'm in Vrindavan, Prabhupada says. When I go to New York, I'm in Vaikuntha. Whenever we have got a temple, that is Vaikuntha. In other words, whenever ISKCON is there, Prabhus and Mataji, wherever Srila Prabhupada is there, wherever Srila Prabhupada temple is there, wherever Srila Prabhupada devotees are there, they are all holy, becomes holy dham. Bolo Govardhan, Srila Prabhupada ki? Yeah. Thank you. So why shall I have objection, Prabhupada says. So do you do your duty nicely and see what Krishna desires. Let it be fulfilled. But you do your duty. It is your duty to pray to Krishna as affectionate children. And let Krishna decide. And I have no objection either. May 28, 1977 in Vrindavan. So that's what Mathura. So whenever you are in Srila Prabhupada, any temple or any holy dham, it becomes holy dham. And the last one, Mathuravas. So this is our Rukmini Dwarkadish temple. This is Brooklyn temple, Montreal temple, in Dallas temple. So wherever this is all Srila Prabhupada has established those temples. Wherever you go there, that is Mathuravas. You are residing in those holy dams. Sri Murtira Sraddhaya Sevan. So last one is elaborate deity worship with faith and veneration, worshipping the deity. Take the deity with you, Prabhus and Matajis. Take them with you. Don't keep them on the altar. What I mean by take them with you? In our heart. When we do that, then love will develop for that deity, for Krishna, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Think about that. Talk about that. Share that. What a beautiful Radharani looks today. Look at here. What a Krishna is so opulent, so happy. How many people agree that today Radharani, and every day it looks very opulent, but today is special. Who thinks that, I'm right? So then you have to say, raise your hand and say Hari Bol together. Hari Bol! Look at that nice Nrsingha. Prabhupada, this is, by the way, this particular picture on your top left-hand corner, that is our Rukmini Dwarkadish. That's where Srila Prabhupada was sitting here and he gave the lecture. Raghupati Prabhu, do you know how old that picture is? When it was left first? The question was that, do you know what year was that? No. No, this one I'm talking about, the one on the laptop, left one, that's the Rukmini Dwarkadish, right here. Prabhu, this tree altar. No. Because I remember when I came in 1979, this wooden altar was not there. You know, this is what the marble, it was a marble in this floor. So, ISKCON, here, founder Acharya is Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada incorporated the following five items in all the temples throughout the world to develop the love for Krishna. How he has developed that? How he has done that? We will get an association with the devotee, Harinam Sankirtan, daily morning Bhagavatam class, Holy Dham. Any ISKCON temple is a Holy Dham, residing in the Holy Dham, and elaborate deity worship. So Prabhupada has given everything. Literally I mean everything. We don't have to go out anywhere and seek outside. Everything is there to develop. What is that ultimate goal we talked about? Love of God. Love for Krishna. And that you can give, you can get it through Prabhupada ISKCON, Prabhupada temples. That's where I would like to conclude. The last one, I have one words to the wives. I'm going to read that to you. And then I will ask you a question. What does this mean? What you got from this one? The tortoise plods slowly on its path. The hare races through the forest. There's one, hare means one animal, runs very fast. The eagle soars in the skies. Each one of us on a journey of its own, whose time is so well appointed. The one who wastes time by postponing today for tomorrow walks along a path that leads to nowhere. Got that? So, what does this mean? Don't waste your time. Excellent, right. Manushya Janma, very rare. This human form of life is very rare. So let's not waste our time. Take the shelter of Srila Prabhupada, come to ISKCON, and have the association, nice kirtan. Bhurugupati Prabhu today nicely did the leading the kirtan. How many people agree with me? Haribo! Yes. And then daily morning Bhagavatam class. Doesn't matter, Prabhupada has given the whole, if you follow Srila Prabhupada protocol, right from 3 o'clock, right from the 4 o'clock, all the way to 9 o'clock. The whole day you can stay in Krishna consciousness and you can develop your love for Godhead. Right from the morning, 4:30 Mangala Arati, then immediately after that, what happens? Tulsi Arati. And immediately after that, what happens? Chanting the holy name. Then immediately after that, Bhagavatam class, Guru Puj. And then Bhagavatam class, honoring the nice morning breakfast prasadam. And after that, go for Sankirtan. Distribute the books, like Bhrugupati has been doing for last so many years. Distribute the books. While you distribute the book, my good friend also is doing nice book distribution. Jai Kush, very young, prominent, very promising devotee. So, go out and preach, come back around at 4 o'clock, have some cookies and some Krishna Prasad, and then again, in the evening, Tulsi Arati, Bhagavad Gita class, Sayana Arati, Gaura Arati, so many Aartis, and then at night, read some Srila Prabhupada books, go to bed, perfect. Perfection of life. Right from the beginning to the end, you can be Krishna conscious. Follow Srila Prabhupada protocol. You will never go wrong. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, sumptuous prasadam is ready. Thank you so much for attending this class. Hare Krishna.